He may not play saxophone like Bill Clinton or compose piano tunes like Richard Nixon, but music has played an important role in Jimmy Carter's life from the start. The Navy hymn, Eternal Father, Strong to Save, became one of Carter's favorites when he was a young man at the U.S. Naval Academy. Written as a poem in 1960, the song was also a favorite of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and it was performed at the Capitol when John F. Kennedy's body laid in state. C. Edward Spann, author of a book on presidential hymns, writes that Carter, a lifelong Baptist, asked the Navy Glee Club to perform the number at his state funeral as well. Carter made acquaintance with the musicians of Macon's Capricorn Records when, as governor of Georgia, he supported anti-piracy legislation. Musicians like Otis Redding, Charlie Daniels, and the Allman Brothers heard here performing their song Hotlanta. Jimmy Carter's run for president struck a chord with many musicians. The Allman Brothers held campaign concerts, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra's Robert Shaw wrote a $1,000 check, and folk singer Oscar Brand sang the campaign song, Why Not the Best? He said,
once and for all, why not the best? He said his name was Jimmy Carter, and he was running for president. Then he laid out a plan of action.
Carter's appreciation for music extends far beyond hymns and southern rock songs, as a 1978 jazz concert at the White House brought to light. Everyone from Herbie Hancock to Cecil Taylor to Dizzy Gillespie played. Gillespie even invited Carter up to the stage to perform the vocals to the tune Salt Peanuts, as heard on this clip from the BBC.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.
Carter told the New York Times then that he had been listening to jazz from a young age and called it an art form that helped break down racial barriers.
I just got one question. Would you like to go on the road with us?
Carter has also been the subject of many musical odes, ranging in style from disco.
Can a government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can a government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes.
To a Western-ish tone poem.
Beloved friends, see Jimmy Carter in office. Viva President Jimmy Carter.
It's not just from his time in office, either. Consider this 2011 song from Louisiana rapper Lil Wayne, fittingly called President Carter.
Carter, are you prepared to take the constitutional oath?
I am.
Would you place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand and repeat after me? I,
President Carter, 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 President Carter.
Carter is a man of many genres, but his Baptist roots remain a central part of his life. One of his favorite songs to sing is the hymn Amazing Grace. Here's a YouTube recording of Carter and his wife, Rosalind, singing with their friend, Willie Nelson, at a recent concert in Atlanta. So the next time you see the 94-year-old president building a house with Habitat for Humanity or speaking out about global issues, just know he's probably doing it with a song in his heart. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.